Hi, I'm Rob Henry with the Council for Advancement and Supportive Education, and today we're speaking with Darren Swain, Director of Regional Giving at Bowie State University in Maryland. Today's topic is how to engage students in your advancement efforts at non-traditional institutions. Thank you for speaking with us, Darren.
Thank you for having me, Robert.
The first question we have is, why is it important to engage students at non-traditional schools?
Well, it's important for several reasons, Rob. One is that at these institutions, for the most part, I would dare say, are certainly in need of resources and in need of sustained resources. And so it's important that we introduce to this body of students that attend these non-traditional institutions the whole philosophy and the need that they should have to give back to the institutions. These institutions are steeped in tradition of philanthropy. They're steeped in tradition of self-supporting, self-service. So a lot of times these students come into the institutions and not being fully aware of all that's gone into bringing them to where they are. So what we try to do is to make sure that we educate them on how and why they should be engaged in giving back at these institutions.
It's interesting, Darren, you talk about educating students on philanthropy. How do we do that at HBCUs and community colleges? How do we educate first-generation students?
Well, there are several ways that we can do it, and I'm sure that many of the institutions have different ways that they go about it. But here at Bowie State and what I've observed at others, schools. It's simple as really introducing the history and the founding of those institutions and how there were people, individuals who at the start of these institutions gave to the creation and to the sustenance of the schools. A lot of times this goes unknown to a lot of the students aside from some of the real surface history of the schools in terms of the year that it was founded and things like that. But when we start to teach and show them the deeper meanings of the foundings of the institutions and why people came together and how they came together and the sacrifice of resources that they made in the communities then to ensure that education was afforded to this new population anyway, of then for the most part freed slaves, it's something that really resonates and touches these students in a very special place. And then a lot of times, it's about just really showing them how to transfer that already philanthropic effort that's given in some of the institutions that many of them are a part of, namely the churches and the fraternal and the sorority organizations that a lot of them belong to and other community-based groups. And I really use as an example for the most part the churches, because a lot of times in our community, our students are members of churches that they go in and they give to the sustenance of the church and to the expansion of the churches in a lot of instances. And they do it without even really thinking about it and sometimes without even really thinking about it and knowing that this is philanthropy in itself as well. And so what we try to do is to teach them that same spirit, that same effort has to be done and put into the growth and to the maintenance of our historically black colleges and universities.
Are there any programs that you are doing currently to help educate students about giving, but in this case, giving back to the institution?
We actually started a program really based off of a model that you guys had at Case with the Jupiter intern and fellowship that you have there. We created a very similar program here at Bowie State University called the Goodloe Fellowship Program. So what we do is have the students come in and get an opportunity to be exposed to the whole institution and the real profession of engagement, giving back, and advancement as we know it. And what we find is that as these students come through and they get exposed to this opportunity, they see it more than just people asking for money. They see it more than just, needing to give back. They really connect through the history of it with the title of it being the Goodloe Fellow, and then the current real need that the university has to go and reach back to alumni, get them involved, get them engaged. Through this fellowship, they are exposed to alumni, friends of the university, and others that would want to help the university and give back, and we just train and teach them as we go along this, the art, the real profession of advancement and engagement.
Darren, thank you again for spending this time talking about the importance of engaging students at non-traditional schools. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.